It's one of the oldest and largest cities on the Mississippi River. And although some may have heard of names like Laclede and Choteau, why did they choose this spot for a town? And why did it become the city it is today? The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance. But after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
St. Louis was founded in 1764 as a fur trading post, and although that sounds like it was early in the history of European settlement, Bob Moore says another Mississippi town beat it by a long ways.
Actually, Cahokia was the first permanent European settlement along the Mississippi River that was established in 1699.
Frenchmen Laclede and Choteau platted and established the town of St. Louis. The town grew quickly from the fur trade. It also helped that the British had just gained control of the land east of the Mississippi River when they won the French and Indian War.
French-speaking residents on the eastern bank were thinking, oh, the British are coming in, and that's bad because they're Protestants, we're Catholic, they don't speak our language, they don't know our customs.
Many French residents already living along the river quickly decided life on the west bank would be much better.
We know that people, for instance, in Cahokia even took window glass out of their houses and hardware and everything, and they just came over here, built a new house, and installed the amenities that they'd had on the other side of the river.
Although St. Louis was far from the epicenter of the American Revolution, George Rogers Clark captured many cities from the British on the east bank of the Mississippi River.
Clark himself came here to St. Louis to talk with the lieutenant governor, and the Spanish were providing covert aid to Clark. Then the British said, well, you know, if we can take over St. Louis, we could stop that aid, and we could easily gain control of the west bank of the Mississippi River.
The British and their Indian allies attacked St. Louis in 1780, but the town militia drove them back. We'll have more of the story of the young town that grew to a mighty city as we travel the countryside. In St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.